Welcome back to Practicing Catholic. Patrick Conley, glad to be with you again, along with Cami Berthume, our producer, Paul Sadek, our technical producer, coming to you through the Relevant Radio 1330 AM studios in Golden Valley. Well, at the beginning of 2021, Jeff Cavins and Father Mike Schmitz joined forces in creating the Bible in a Year podcast through Ascension Press, a daily podcast that walks through the entire Bible following Jeff's Great Adventure Bible timeline. The podcast has had over 150 million downloads in just this first year and has over 30,000 five-star reviews. Did you participate? Well, joining us now to share a year in review is our friend Jeff Cavins. Jeff, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you, Patrick. It's good to be with you.
Good to be with you as well. Thanks for joining us. So it seems like we've all heard about it at this point, for good reason, the Bible in a Year podcast. But in case people haven't, they can visit ascensionpress.com to get the rundown. Jeff, before we take a look at this past year, share a bit about how the concept for a Bible in a Year came about.
Well, you know, earlier in last year, Father Mike had an idea that he wanted to do a podcast where he could, on a daily basis, encourage people with Scripture. And so he's the one that initially came up with that idea. And then he's a big fan of The Great Adventure. We're great friends. We've been working together for years with pilgrimages and so forth. And so we kind of put our heads together and decided to take The Great Adventure methodology, which is to read the Bible as a story. And that's from Genesis all the way to Revelation. And in the Great Adventure Study, we have a 30-day reading program where if you read four chapters a day, you'll read through the narrative in 3 months. So what we did is we took that program, basically, and we stretched it out for the whole year and got every book of the Bible in its proper sequence, where it really belongs. And so we put it together and did a lot of the recording on that and kind of forgot about it as the year turned to January 1st, and then everything exploded.
Yeah, yeah. Well, did you anticipate this kind of a response?
No, not at all. To be honest with you, I forgot about it when January came around. And I did. I actually kind of forgot about it. And it was January 2nd, and my producer called and said, "You're number one in the country." Mm-hmm. And I didn't even know what she was talking about. I thought, my podcast, or I don't know what she's talking about. And I said, "You mean the podcast?" And she said, "Yeah." And I said, "Oh, for Catholic podcasts? No. For religious category? No." She said, "For everything. You are on top of Joe Rogan, Ben Shapiro, and NBC Dateline, you know, all these wow. shows." And both Father and I said, "You're kidding." So we went over on Apple and looked it up. And sure enough, Bible in a Year was number one in the nation. And it stayed there for a good part of January. Yeah. And we were just kind of blown away, to be honest with you. And there was no explanation for it other than God is sending a message to people. And that is that when his word is lifted up, he draws people to himself. And there was really very little credit for man to take.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. Well, the Great Adventure Bible timeline is a fruit of your labor. What was it like being able to work on this with Father Mike and bring it to life in audio form?
Well, it was a joy. You know, we're very good friends, and so we talk a lot about theology and about Scripture and ideas and things like that. We also had just put together a new journal called the Insight Journal at Ascension, where you can write down the insights that you get, you know, as you're going through the Bible. But recording it it's very easy. It was very easy to record together because I think of our relationship where we kind of bounce off each other in a fun way. And he brings up insights and I bring up insights, and it's just, I look forward to it. It's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Great, great. Well, certainly podcasting is an ever-expanding market for sharing content in this digital age. And likely, I mean, COVID had something to do with that too, that this is a place that people are turning to more and more in terms of getting information or even entertainment or something along the ways. But you've had so many people engaging with this Bible in your podcast. Any feedback that you've gotten that you care to share?
Yeah, we found that a good percentage of the people that we just interfaced with in regular day life that weren't even Catholic necessarily were actually going through it. We had an incident out on the western suburbs at a kind of a cabin home and someone broke into our garage. And I called the police. They stole a bike and some fishing rods and things. And the policeman came out, and he was taking the report, and he was asking me, "So what do you do, Jeff?" And I said, "Well, I'm a Bible teacher, and I teach at the Catechetical Institute in the seminary. And I got a podcast." And he goes, "Oh, what's the name of your podcast?" And I said, "Well, there's a couple of them. You know, there's mine, and then there's Bible in a Year." And he goes, "You're kidding? Are you that guy?" And I said, "Well, I'm one of them, not the priest, but I'm the other one." And he said, "I was just listening out in the squad car just before I came here."
Wow.
And then another one, I was getting my teeth worked on, you know, the regular checkup.
Yeah.
And you know, and our listeners know, that usually the dental hygienist will ask you questions while your mouth is full.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
You know? And so she said, what do you do? And I told her about the podcast, and she started jumping around and said, "Oh my gosh, I'm going through that right now." And she said, "I love that." And so yeah, we run into people all the time that are going through it. In fact, we have some Jewish people going through it. We have some atheists who are going through it because they're curious. And we have a lot of Protestants. Sometimes the network TV hosts or radio or an interview for a magazine we go through, we'll find out that they're going through it, and they're not even Catholic. So that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, what a great evangelization tool as well, in addition to being just such a faith-augmenting tool for those of us who want to grow deeper in our faith. What wonderful. Well, Jeff, I'm on ascensionpress.com right now, and it looks like not only is the podcast going to be offered again, but there's some other, at least one other thing coming up next year. Give us a little sneak peek into what's coming up next year for the Bible in a Year.
Yeah, well, for this coming year, we're going to be doing the Bible in a Year in Spanish.
Ooh.
And that's not Father Mike and myself. That would not work out too well. But Spanish, and then we are looking into the 2023 of doing some work with the catechism. So that's about all I can tell you about that one. It's going to be exciting, I think. And good things happening. You know, Ascension is very creative, and they're cutting edge. They've got just dozens of young, vibrant Catholics working there. And it's a real pleasure to work with people who have vision and energy, and they love the church.
Absolutely. Do I see something, or I do see something, something about the Bible in a Year retreat?
Yes. Oh, that's what you were getting after. Okay.
Well, that's one of the things that I see on here, yeah.
We have Father Mike and I are doing a retreat next year, and all that information is on Ascension Press there. And people can join us online for this retreat. He and I are going to be together up in Duluth, and then we will be doing this retreat for anybody that wants to join us. And they can sign up at ascensionpress.com. So it's going to be kind of a look back at the Bible in a Year, and where do we go from here, and encouraging people next steps.
So you're not going to be reading through the entire Bible in this weekend retreat.
No.
Well, I know some people who might actually sign up for something like that, but at the same time, I think you're probably better off doing the day-by-day Bible in a Year podcast with Jeff Gavins and Father Mike Schmitz, and then, for the encouragement.
There's so many wonderful things that have happened as a result of it, really, you know, with lives that have changed. We have thousands of stories of lives that have changed. I don't mean that they just were having a good day. I mean, their marriage was healed. They came back to the church. They went to confession for the first time. They understood the Eucharist for the first time. And those are really the testimonies that we love to hear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Well, and just to reflect a little bit, since you have been doing Bible teaching for decades now, what is it, how would you, for someone who is maybe new to the Bible or doesn't understand the Bible, doesn't know the Bible, but is needing a little motivation for why the Word of God is so important, mm-hmm. what would you say, Jeff?
Well, it's a good question. We talk a lot about, there's a lot of people going through the Bible in a year, and a lot of people, you know, reading the Great Adventure Bible and all that, but you ask the question, why? Why would someone want to go deep into Scripture? And I think that the reason is that if you want to hear from God in your life, and you need a fresh word from God today in your life, you got to be where he's speaking. And he speaks in his word to us, both sacred scripture and sacred tradition. And as you read through the Bible, you're going to receive two things. Now, there's two things that people are desperately looking for today, especially in light of COVID, political problems, everything. They're looking for, number one, a brighter future, and number two, someone to trust. And they're not finding it in the world. And so when you read salvation history, you're reading the Word of God, and he's revealing his heart to us, and he is also revealing his, as the Catechism says in the first paragraph, his amazing plan of sheer goodness. And so when you take that plan of sheer goodness and you take the heart of our Father, you have a brighter future. You have someone to trust. And that's what the advantage is, I think, in reading the Bible, is that it'll change your life because you get to know God and you get to know the plan he has for your life. And if you know those two things, then it's hopeful going forward.
Yeah. Wow. Well, what a great motivation to take it up for this year. Take up the Bible in your podcast. Check out ascensionpress.com for all the ways that you can get involved with the Bible in your podcast. It's right there it fronts the website, so you can't miss it. It's right there, ascensionpress.com. Mm-hmm. Jeff, it's always exciting to hear from you. I'm afraid we're out of time, but we pray that your Advent season continues to go well, that you have a wonder-filled celebration of Christmas when that season rolls around on us. And we thank you, Jeff, of course, for all the work that you do with Bible in a Year, with the Great Adventure Bible Timeline, and for all the things that you do for our church. So thank you, Jeff.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Yeah. All right. Wow. Well, ascensionpress.com. Check it out and be part of this great way of entering into the Word of God. All right. We've got one more break. Are you looking for ways to augment your Advent and add elation to your Christmas celebration? Well, Paul and I may have just the thing for you coming up next. Stay with us.